This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1906. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded November 28th, Australia, Biafra, Botswana, Brazil, China, Colombia, Cuba, Germany, international waters, Japan, Korea, North and South, New Zealand, Nigeria, North America, Peru, Romania, Saudi Arabia, Singapore, Somaliland, Sri Lanka, Taiwan, Thailand, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer about Aussie Radio, OZY on 5045 in New South Wales. Ron Howard in California says, Craig has started a new schedule. November 28th, it went off at 1242 UT, no longer 24 hours. Also noted off the air around the same time period, November 25th to 27th, the weak signal with only a carrier heard with over-the-horizon radar interference on November 27th. Since discovered on November 12th, the new radio Biafra via WRMI has been audible just about every day. Reception quality varies widely here for the 05 to 06 UT broadcast on 11530. The propagation in the middle of the night is not always dependable, but the other broadcast at 19 to 20 UT is quite strong. However, on occasion, one or the other has been missing. There is another frequency for each of them, 7240 at 05 via France, and 9580 at 19, also thought to be via France, although I've yet to see any listing for it. And various reports indicate occasionally one of those frequencies is also missing. The content is very much the same from one day to the next, although they appear to be uploading new files. Richard Langley in New Brunswick evaluates one broadcast he listened to Sunday, November 26th at 19 UT on 11530. Still not too much variety of content, frequent IDs and schedule in English and vernacular, interspersed with musical selections. The English version stating that a very important announcement will follow. Please stay tuned. That is essentially a plea not to follow Muzzy Namdi Kanu and his ways, do they mean violence, but to use political means to address the problem of why we, Biafra, are backward. The IDs and important message are repeated about half a dozen times during the broadcast. There's a subtle religious message with a statement that Biafra is Christian and ending the broadcast with remain blessed. Well, I've actually heard prayers in Igbo, at least I assume that's what they are, since they mention Jesus Christ, Jehovah, and end with Amen. But that's not all. Another Nigerian target broadcast has started up on WRMI. We'll get to that as we reach N in the alphabet. Voice of America's expanded broadcast, because of the Zimbabwe situation, continued especially on the Botswana relay, 4930. Seemed to be going almost 24 hours. We were still hearing it after 01 UT, November 24th. But most of the time, they're just playing popular music with at least news on the hour. November 24th at 21:24, Richard Langley in New Brunswick said, using the Utwenta SDR receiver in Holland, shortly after 21 UT, the 4930 transmitter is broadcasting continuous VOA theme music, as we often hear between actual program segments, a continuous loop, I guess, keeping the frequency active until programming resumes. One of the Brazilians on 31 meters, Voz Missionaria, nominally 9665, has had a very unstable transmitter varying considerably. On November 26th, at 0122, I found it around 9667.62. And then at 0638, it was oscillating as I tried to measure it, somewhere between 9677.43 and 9677.50. But when I checked November 28th at 0654, it was off the air, while other weak Brazilian off-frequency stations were still audible. on 11780, November 22nd at 2053. I had a poor signal, but it was in Brazaguiz. So now I'm sure I too have heard the reactivated Radio Nacional da Amazônia. It seems to be limited to irregular daytime hours only and very low power, nowhere near the 250 kilowatts it originally ran for 24 hours. Nothing from it audible now or later on their other frequency, 6180. Then on November 24th at 21:25, I had a poor signal on 11780. Must have been during A Voz do Brasil, the mandatory federal show at its summer timing, 21 UT. So they presumably would stay on the air at least until 2200 for that. Poor as the signal was, at that time it was much stronger than the other Brazilians on 25 meters. It's been several weeks since I've heard any signal from El Caravan Radio Colombia, 5910.3 variable, when I frequently check in the early or late evenings. However, in the Ontario DX Association, Mark Cody reports hearing it in the morning, 11:31 UT, November 26, with Ranchera Music. The Cuban we normally hear at the bottom of the medium wave dial, 5:30, is Radio Enciclopedia, although it's no longer encyclopedic at all, specializing in easy listening music. However, from Clearwater, Florida, Terry Kruger heard another one, Radio Caribe, Isla de la Juventud, November 23rd at 09:42. They were taking callers and fake phone ringing. Lots of mentions of Caribbean ID as CMBY at 10:05. This is presumably the Isla de la Juventud transmitter, which has been relaying Radio Rebelde. But there was no trace of Caribe on its known frequency, 1220. So apparently something to do with substituting one for the other. November 24th at 0125 on 770 kilohertz, I was hearing Cuba since they were talking about Fidel Castro, and back to a silly baseball game. And I heard an ID in passing for Radio Artemisa, which is in western Cuba. Something is always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. Here are a pair of new Leapfrog mixing products produced whenever 11950 and 11670 are both on the air, such as 1344 UT, November 25th. A rather good signal, in fact, on 11390. And a somewhat weaker one, leaping the other way on 12230. Via Hardcore DX, Chris Molinsky in Maryland was hearing Radio Havana on an otherwise inexplicable frequency, 5820, November 28th at 12:15. Last week, I mentioned a just barely audible carrier on 7470, which I thought might be reactivated station YHWH, the Antichrist Pirate in the western U.S., because nothing else was listed, even as of November 22nd in HFCC. But November 23rd, in the NDXC Alki listings, we find VOA's Diva Radio in Pashto on 7470 between 01 and 04 via Lampertheim, Germany. So if YHWH should resume, he should go to some other clear frequency. International waters, probably. Terry Kruger in Florida reports hearing that oil rig beacon in the Gulf of Mexico on 1650 kilohertz. The beacon call sign it gives over and over is DVS Delta Victor Sierra. This was November 18th at 0910 UT. Fairly good level, he says, over and under stations, broadcast stations on 1650 in Mexico, the USA, Canada, and a local highway advisory radio transmitter in Tampa. Mike Cooper forwards a story from International Business Times of November 14th. A famous hacker who goes by the name The Jester pointed out on Twitter that it appears someone hijacked a North Korean radio station to play the final countdown by Swedish rock band Europe. The song appears to have been played on a shortwave 50 kilowatt station in Kange on 6400 kilohertz. He posted an alleged recording of the one-hit wonder coming across a crackly radio. The hacker's identity is unknown, but he has been associated with several high-level hacks and pranks. regarding the continuing collision of Seabreeze with China Radio International in Japanese on 7410 between 13 and 14 UT. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener comments, this dominates in both North America and Europe, that is, the broadcast from China. Shokase is therefore only heard as the second program under CRA. Probably the service of a good old friend of North Korea also ruins reception of Shokase on the Korean peninsula. Mauno Ritola in Finland replies, I think in this case it's probably just sloppy frequency management by Shokase, because per HFCC, CRI added the Japanese transmission in the A16 season. I sent Shokase a note about this, but no reply and no change. Well, they often make frequency changes, whether needed or not, and this one certainly is needed around the beginning of another month, so this may be imminent. Meanwhile, the other one-hour broadcast from Shokase, including English on Thursdays only, Ivo Ivanov reminds us, at 16 UT, is on 7335. Ron Howard in California says, for a long time I've checked 5857.5 USB almost daily, and always hear HLL2 in Seoul, South Korea, with the weather in different languages. But on November 22nd, there seemed to be something else. At 1241 to 1300, a man and woman alternately reading numbers, not what the weather station normally does. Then at 13 UT, he was hearing not only the numbers, but the weather info in Korean. So what is going on here? He got a reply from Hiroyuki Komatsubara explaining this from Japan. There's actually a different station on 5857.0 USB, a Chinese robot voice, which has been designated VC01, a military number station. November 22nd at 1239 UT, I was hearing very weak marine weather in English on 4146 USB. Some single digits were frequently mentioned. The IB listing shows it is ZLM, Taupo Maritime Radio in New Zealand, scheduled at 1233 to 1305, among several other broadcasts. That frequency is shared with VMT and Hobart Radio Weather in Australia. Our best chance to hear that one is 0903 to 0918. 4146 is also shared with two stations in Uruguay, if you should hear Spanish, and some of those times overlap. We mentioned that a German ham, an engineer, was visiting Nigeria to fix up their shortwave transmitters. And Wolfgang Büschel has this report on the results. Voice of Nigeria in Abuja on 7255 and 15120. Two of the three Tomcast transmitters are now in daily use via a fixed feeder connection. 7255 is fixed rigidly toward North America, 280 degrees. Only via the rotatable Alice Thompson antenna, it is no longer rotatable. Well, that explains the very good signal we have here around 06 UT, just below 7255. Actually, he measured it on 7254.923 during the Hausa broadcast at 0637. As for FRC in Kaduna, Nigeria, 6089.948, he says that has been repaired. They lost many device contacts and had a lot of electric flashovers in the past month. The old 100 kilowatt Harris transmitter is in its ultimate stages, but the transmitter power is limited to less than 10 kilowatts. And he heard it with a very low modulation level, November 27th at 0625, and so have I. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1906. Also bringing you the extremely detailed website, worldofradio.com, where we archive every weekly issue of DX Listening Digest, upon which these broadcasts are based. Our thanks this week for financial support from Jay Novello in Wake Forest, North Carolina, who said a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. And he said, thanks for your dedication to the SWL hobby all these years. We may also contribute via money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. And now we reach Nigeria Non, that new clandestine or target broadcast via WRMI. It was first heard November 22nd. After I heard Radio Biafra on 11:530 until 05:57, the transmitter stayed on the air with an hour of Brother Stare. And something else at 0700 started, nothing in English, but in the Hausa language, identifying as Radio Something International. I did a bit of research and found the name of it is Radio Herwa, H-E-R-W-A, International. And I found a website which is probably related, although it did not yet mention anything about shortwave broadcasts. It is the Herwa Community Development Initiative, or CDI, herwacdi.com.ng. Here's what it says: countering extremism in Kawar Maila, supporting women's leadership in promoting rights, peace, and human security, reducing stigma against those affected by Boko Haram, supporting vulnerable communities in conflict-sensitive reintegration in northeast Nigeria. I did, in fact, hear another language besides Hausa. That would be Kanuri. Iwe Vanoff in Bulgaria also picked this up and found the second frequency for it, relayed via France, 13710, in addition to WRMI on 11530. But once again, one or the other may be missing on any given day. I've also been looking for a repeat evening broadcast from this one like there is for Biafra, but not yet found one, although RMI has registered some possible frequencies for that. Here's a North American pirate on an unexpected frequency, 5010. Art Delibert in Maryland reports to Hardcore DX, November 24th. Tune in at 1959 UT with rock music, but no ID on the hour. It is AM, double sideband. Due to his antenna configuration, he thinks it is ground wave, not sky wave. And in fact, it's only been reported by, to my knowledge, two other listeners in Maryland. Chris Smolensky of Black Cat Systems and HF Underground says it's been logged a few times recently, but no IDs heard. And Larry Will in Maryland also reports it November 24th at 21:29 on 5010, excellent AM sound with modern rock music and heavy metal from 22:15 until Strangers in the Night, and it went off at 2300. DXer Don Moore has been visiting Peru, especially shortwave stations, such as Radio Logos. Here's part of his report. You can read it all in the new DX Listening Digest, number 17-48, via worldofradio.com. On Monday, November 27th, I visited Radio Logos in Chasuta, about 90 minutes ride east of Tarapoto. The road is paved for the last half of the route. The road is cut into the side of steep hills, flanking the bank of the Huallaga River. The prosperity of Tarapoto has not reached the Chasuta area. There are some eco resorts nearby, but the town of Chasuta is very poor. The Radio Logos offices are on a side street several blocks from the plaza. There's a large open compound with a building along the street. The name is painted prominently on the side. I arrived about 10:30 a.m. and the station was off the air until late afternoon. There was no one there, but a woman walked me back through the other side of the compound. Pastor Jairo Sangama lives directly behind. He was resting in his hammock. He opened up the station building and took me on a tour. There isn't much. There's a small control for the transmitter, which he says is on a hillside east of town. Then a small studio and a large, mostly empty workshop. At the moment, they broadcast 4 hours in the morning and the evening only on 4810 in 12 different indigenous languages, most programming pre-recorded from CDs, but they sometimes do live connections with jungle villages via cell phone. They've applied for a license for a new shortwave station in Pucallpa, but are still awaiting approval and have not bought equipment yet. Don says, I was told elsewhere the Ministry of Communications is no longer issuing licenses for either medium wave or short wave. At least one shortwave transmitter in Saudi Arabia is in very bad condition, but they keep it on the air anyway. November 26th at 14:21, on 9695, I was hearing a big hum roar, but no program audible. This is listed as Radio Saudi International in Pashto from Riyadh, 500 kilowatts at 1358 to 1558. Maybe it's the same transmitter that Wolfgang Büscher was hearing on approximately 15490.089. November 24th at 0910, he says there was no clear mid-frequency carrier. It was a buzzy, faulty transmitter signal. There were 68 120 hertz distance apart strings visible on the screen on both sidebands, a terrible spike fence between 15485.2 and 15494.8. It was 15 dB over S9. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria concludes that Voice of the People of Somaliland has been canceled since he was no longer hearing it November 22nd or 23rd at the scheduled time, 19 to 1930 UT via Madagascar on 9600. It had been heard by him and Dave Valko in Pennsylvania a week before on November 15th and last reported November 17th by Jose Ronaldo Xavier in Paraiba. Last week we reported that the Trincomalee Sri Lanka relay station was off the air because of a lightning strike, according to Adventist World Radio. 2 weeks later, via Joe's Jacob, we have the replacement schedule, so apparently it is still off the air and unusable. Most of the transmissions in various languages of AWR have moved to different frequencies as well as different sites, Tashkent or Guam or Madagascar. The full schedule is in the new DX Listening Digest. I'll just pick out the ones which have not changed frequency but which have changed transmitter site in case that might confuse you going by previous listings. At 05 to 06 in Arabic, 17750. Now via Tashkent at 14:30 to 15 in Karen, 15180 via Guam. At 15 to 15:30 Punjabi, 15150 Madagascar. I don't know how he did it, but Wolfgang Büschel monitored well over 100 frequencies to three decimal places of Sound of Hope, Taiwan. And he was only listening during certain segments of the day on November 24th, between midnight and 02:30 and 0900 until 12:20. He gives a signal level rating for each of them, and none of the frequencies are exactly on, ending in 0 or 5. Of course, they're very low power. He was using remote receivers, and not many of them were actually jammed by China. Just too much to cope with, I guess. He says Sound of Hope signals differ, often from day to day, slightly up to 100 hertz in frequency. So I guess there is a network pool of approximately 100 or more different small-power software-defined transmitters available and used randomly, connected by an automatic computer to access switch-on-air from various transmitter locations. He was using remote SDRs in the Thai-Cambodian border area in Southeast Asia. The complete report, of course, appears in DX Listening Digest 17-48. Ron Howard has been monitoring 6676 USB for some flight weather broadcasts on a regular hourly schedule, Volmet. November 23rd, between 1410 and 1414, it was Thailand. While at 1420 to 1424, it came from Singapore Radio. November 28th at 0649, I was hearing quite a collision between two stations in English on 7345. Of course, it's one of our better frequencies to hear BBC via Ascension, starting at 0600, and I thought some other station must be there by mistake, but it's listed. Radio Romania International, also in English, at 0630. Quite a collision which should have been avoided. After about 3 weeks of total or near inaudibility, I'm glad to hear World of Radio at midnight 30 UT on 9330 WBCQ, again with a good signal, by November 28th. I happen to be tuning across another WBCQ frequency, 7490.78, Saturday, November 25th at 2156, when the planet was about to sign on. At 2200, they were carrying a special broadcast, Tom Call Theater. This particular drama, titled Dead Horse Beach, something you might not have known about at all if you had not heard it mentioned the night before, on Alan Weiner Worldwide. Otherwise, this frequency does not sign on until an hour later, but this is a time when they sometimes bring in special bookings. 2200 UT on Saturdays. I See This on WRMI Facebook. December 1st will mark the fourth anniversary of WRMI's broadcast from Okeechobee. From a site in Hialeah, we broadcast for 20 years prior to that. To celebrate our fourth anniversary, we cordially invite you to join us for an open house Christmas anniversary party, Friday, December 1st, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern. Stop in any time for a tour of the plant, where you can see our 14 transmitters, most of them 100,000 watts, and 23 antennas, beaming religious, political, and cultural programs in many languages, 200 hours a day, 7 days a week, to virtually all parts of the world. WRMI is the largest shortwave radio station in the Western Hemisphere. You can meet members of our staff and clients who broadcast programs on the station. And there will be plenty of food and drink, so please arrive hungry. WRMI is very pleased to have been part of the Okeechobee community for 4 years now, and we look forward to being here for many years to come. The address is 10,400 Northwest 240th Street, Okeechobee, Florida, 34972. The English frequency of WEW in Alabama has been missing quite a bit lately. That is 12065 when I checked November 25th and 27th. Around 1345, nothing there. The other possible English frequencies during the 24 hours are 15610, 11520, and as far as I know, never really used, 9470. Meanwhile, they continue to be heard in Spanish at night on 5970 and in the daytime on 12050. Here's an interesting item from Charlie Harlick, November 26th. I've noticed that the Bloomberg News station I listen to, 11:30 a.m. WBBR in New York, is now using VOA headlines. I originally suspected this several months ago when I heard the voice of Christopher Cruz announcing the latest news, but there was no explicit reference to the Voice of America. On a subsequent broadcast, I heard Christopher Cruz, a distinctive VOA voice, quote the VOA as a news source for a specific story. Could he have switched employers? I told myself not likely, but I had no proof. So this morning I was listening to WBBR at 15 UT and was delighted to hear, again, Christopher Cruz announcing international news stories. He even snuck in a commercial before all of the newscasts, that is, Bloomberg did. At last, I heard conclusive proof that Bloomberg News is using the Voice of America resources. At the end of the newscast, for a few seconds, I heard the distinctive VOA music, that identifies the VOA newscast has concluded. The entire bulletin lasted 4 minutes instead of five. I suppose the gap is explained by Bloomberg cutting the beginning and ending VOA identifier and other station information. I believe these VOA newscasts can be heard at the top of the hour and 30 minutes into the hour on Bloomberg Radio. I enjoy having an AM resource for listening to Voice of America news headlines. And, of course, Bloomberg has a nationwide network, so you might well hear VOA on many other stations. And I add this comment. Unfortunately, this comes at a time when there are fears that the Trump administration will attempt to impose its propaganda line on Voice of America. But one could hardly expect Mr. Bloomberg to be a party to that. Meanwhile, let us hope that VOA objective journalistic standards are maintained. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor storms November 29th, with ANK indices peaking at 20 and 5, G2 moderate storms December 5th peaking at 40 and 6, and December 18th, 25 and 5. Solar flux dipping to 70 December 5th to 7th. That's World of Radio, 1906. I'm Glenn Hauser.